The first of the battle droids pushed through the remains of the gate as the last ATTE plodded toward them, laying down suppressing fire. The front rank was cut down into a flurry of metal, shredded so thoroughly that for a moment it hung in the air like decoy chaff. Anakin crouched with his lightsaber held horizontally over his head in a backhand grip, and backed toward the main monastery doors. Troopers ran past him, vanishing into the passage. "How many men still out there, Captain?" Rex paused to reload. The ATTE pounded at a target beyond the gate that Anakin couldn't see.
"Nobody outside the walls. Courtyard, the AT, Korix squad, and Hez's squad."
"Okay, pull them out now."
"The AT can't walk through doors, sir. The crew will have to dismount."
And they'd be cut down the moment they opened the hatches. Anakin struggled with that same sense of comradeship that had so buoyed him up minutes earlier. "No, I will not slam the doors on my men." Officers were supposed to accept those losses, but Anakin wouldn't, not as long as he had a lightsaber in his hands. "Then I'll cover them." He didn't wait for Rex's answer. He sprang to his feet and raced forward, batting away droid blaster fire and trusting his force senses to steer him between the strafing rungs of the vulture fighters. He was almost at the feet of the ATTE, wondering if Rex was giving them an order to dismount or if he'd have to hammer on the belly hatch, when a pack of spider droids scuttled into the courtyard and opened fire on the armored walker. The walker took multiple hits as Anakin lunged forward to get to the belly hatch. The next round caught it in one of the forward turrets, and the explosion threw Anakin flat. As he struggled to his feet, he could see the smoke and flames belching from two hatches. The walker tottered, then collapsed on its front legs before crashing onto its side. The belly hatch flew open. Anakin let instinct take over, and he was instantly between the stricken ATTE and the advancing droids, using the fallen vehicle for cover while he deflected small cannon rounds. From the corner of his eye, he saw four white shapes stagger clear, two of them dragging another man. Five. The turret gunner was vaporized. That left one of the crew. Flames now licked from the hatch.
"Sir!"
"Run! I'll hold them! Anyone alive inside?" "Dumb question, but I need to know."
"Negative, sir."
"Get going! Count of three!" Anakin bobbed up from behind the walker and was greeted by a hail of blaster fire.
"Three!"
he yelled, swinging at the bolts. The men sprinted for the door, plunging into the acrid black smoke that now filled the courtyard. It was some kind of cover for a few seconds. Anakin saw the droids, hampered by their own debris, and his eyes went to the blazing carcass of the ATTE. Just do it. Adrenaline fueled him. He sent the wreckage skidding across the ground with a massive force push. The kinetic force of the impact and the sheet of flame it released when it slammed into the droid ranks had the effect of a bomb going off. Then another explosion, the walker's magazine probably, sent a fireball soaring into the air. Anakin found he wanted to wade in and cut down whatever was still standing when the flame died, but common sense told him to get out. He ran full tilt for the monastery door, leaping over debris, masonry, and downed droids. The door, a solid portcullis, still hung open. Rex stood outside with his rifle aimed past Anakin. They'd never lock the door down before the droids reached them if they didn't start closing it right now. Anakin bellowed at the top of his voice, "Rex, get inside! Seal the door!"
"With respect, sir, no."
Rex let loose with a couple of anti-armor rounds that skimmed to Anakin's left. Their distinctive "hush-shump" sound as they passed him was swallowed by a blast that kicked him forward. The sound of running metal feet hammered behind him. He didn't dare turn and look.
"I said shut the criffing door!"
Rex stood motionless for a moment. Then, as if he'd been counting, he spun around and fired a round into the controls just inside the door. The heavy slab fell. It wasn't a controlled closure. Anakin focused on the gap. Nothing else existed. The last thing he saw before he dropped onto his right ankle to skid the last few meters was Rex ducking under the falling door almost alongside him. For a split second, Anakin looked up and was sure the door was going to slice clean through his skull. It crashed down behind him, close enough and hard enough to blow his hair over his eyes. The passage was plunged into darkness. Nothing moved.